About a dozen Forest Service employees chip through frozen sand and gravel at the inlet stream that normally feeds fresh water into Man-Made Hole, about 20 miles south of Petersburg. District Ranger Jason Anderson is working with the group. He explains that a rain-swollen creek last month moved the sand and gravel into the side channel that feeds the pond.
And as the volume from that last storm event picked up, it starts to scour the bed and pick up a lot of rock and sand, and in some cases significant-sized cobble, you know, bowling ball-sized rock. And as it picks up that load, it looks to deposit it in places where the change in energy, where the change in flow allows those heavy materials to settle out. And a 90-degree bend like they've created to feed this pond is a perfect spot for that.
Anderson explains that material eventually built up and blocked the inlet stream.
Well, once it filled up the actual side channel, then the water started depositing it further up onto the slope, under the banks, and then ran further out into the pond, dropping more rock and kind of creating a whole new sort of delta out there past the channel. So once the flows dropped, of course, all that additional rock became a sort of a linear dam to feed in that pond. And so we're just trying to open up a small channel, see what we can accomplish with hand tools and manual labor. And if we need to later, we'll try to see if we can come up with some funding to do some heavy equipment work and really open it up.
It's about 100 yards that separates the main creek from the pond, which is frozen over and continues to drain from the outlet stream. Without new fresh water coming in, any fish in Man-Made Hole could be left high and dry. Anderson says he's only heard of a little other damage on nearby forest land from the January rains.
Yeah, that we've seen. You know, there were some other small slumps here and there on the, like I think the Three Lakes Loop Road had a small slump that a member of the public told me about. We've had our crews looking at it. It's plugging up a ditch, but it didn't wash out the road or even block the road. So we'll get somebody on that one here pretty soon, make sure it doesn't do any additional road damages as the rains come back. But so far, this was the most noticeable thing that's popped up.
Last month saw a daily rain record set here in Petersburg during some windy, warm, and wet weather that caused a little flooding here locally and several landslides on nearby Prince of Wales Island. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.